الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us a perfect, complete way of life forever. And that is the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not any other way of deen. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. And in the time of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, also the munafiqeen used to say, أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَا هَؤُلَاءِ السُّفَهَا. Must we bring iman like this? Na'uzu billah, na'uzu billah. They should refer to the Sahaba ikram as sufaha. So that deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not any modern deen, liberal deen, watered down deen, deen to please government, deen to please the public. No, the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When that will be our maqsad and object, and in only that is our salvation for this dunya also, for akhirat also, qabr, akhirat, to get saved from jahannam and to enter jannat is only and only to follow that pure deen. And we are weak, we try our best. And whatever we falter, we beg Allah to forgive us. But we make that our object. For that, there will be always tests and tribulations and trials. It is never a smooth ride. Always there will be tests and imtihanat. And only then will the truthful be known from those who are on falsehood. Only the people of iman will now be known from the kuffar, from the munafiqeen. When the test comes, then a person's colors show out. Even for oneself, we might think that I am perfect, I'm a good mu'min. But when the test and test comes on us, then a person realizes where he is. When it comes in our lifetimes, we faltered, we made mistakes, make sincere tawbah to Allah. We realize I faltered. I thought I know my work, but when I sat in the exam room, I saw I knew nothing. I failed hopelessly. So now I still got a chance. Till maut comes, we still have got a chance. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahumullah, explained so beautifully that all these tests and all these trials and tribulations, whatever we call them, liberalism, modernism, all, whatever it is, many, many others also. He said Allah Ta'ala has explained it so beautifully in the Quran Sharif, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah takes them out from zulumat. This is in plural. All the darkness. Darkness, zulumatum ba'duha fawqa ba'd. On top of one another. Filled, lot of fitna. They are filled, all fitna, all the time. So Allah referred to them in the plural. And take them out into nur, ila nur, which is singular. Nur, deen of Islam. The commands of Allah, sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is one straight path. So in other words, don't worry of all that zulumat which is taking place there. But for the ulama, for the muftiyan, it's necessary that they know the details, because they have to apprise the people, they have to answer fatwas. But for us as laymen, we don't have to delve in that so much. A beautiful example of that is given, that when we come to the masjid in the morning, in most probability it is the muazzin who comes first, or whoever, some mashallah musallis or such, they come very early, and there is darkness in the masjid, or any other place in our room, home, wherever we go there is darkness. We don't have to give big lectures to the darkness, that, oh darkness, you are bad, I can't see, I'm feeling very uneasy, I'm feeling afraid, get out from here. We don't have to come with AK-47 and with grenades and with bombs to try and dispel the darkness. We don't have to come with big lectures there. The darkness, you are bad, get out from here. And for this reason you are bad, and for that reason, and you are like this. We don't need lot writings about it also. all a simple person who is no alim also, no great Sufi also, he just comes with one little light, a little lamp, and to that extent there will be light in that whole big masjid, in that whole big place. So when all the fitnas are there, we just have to bring sunnat alive. Not sunnat in our bayans only, that we have to do. Not sunnat in our writings also, but sunnat really in our lives. Anyone and everyone is welcome, truly welcome. Make amal on one sunnat, and you are bringing light in the whole big world. And the light of sunnat is so powerful, this batil can't stand light. Like a bat, that bird, it can't stand light at all. Like that batil, falsehood, all these isms, they are just outward picture monsters. They got no reality. The need is not for us to speak against them so much. The need for us is not to make big bayan, but to bring one sunnah. They can't stand the light of sunnah. Sunnah is that great, powerful force that it does just everything vanishes. Allah Ta'ala says so clearly in the Quran, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ. The haq has to come. When the haq has come, زَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. Baatil just vanishes. The necessity is to bring the haq. And that I am responsible, all of us are responsible. We bring that haq alive in our homes, in our lives, in our businesses, in our social gatherings, everywhere. We bring that sunnat alive, zahaq al-batil. And batil is very nature is. وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Batil by its very nature, it disappears. It just appears like a ghost. There was this one gangsters were in Jovan very many long years ago, perhaps hundreds of years. So one gangster was walking in the jungles of Jovan. In those days, Lord jungles, now it has become city. So a stormy night and rain, lightning, thunder. As he was walking, he saw it appeared to him, this monster appeared, that the opposite gangster, their leader, is standing with a sword ready to slaughter him, to kill him. So he said, please, have mercy on me. You know, our fathers were a good friend. They were all together and pleading with him. Lightning flashed again. Then he saw, no, it's just a branch of a tree. This is nothing whatsoever. He said, what, you think I'm frightened for you? Who are you? What can you do to me? So just like that, these are all monsters. Just see it in the light of Quran and Hadith. See it with the eyes of Iman, the eyes of Iman which are in the heart. It's not the eyes of the head that have become blind, it is the eyes of the heart that have become blind, of me and of you. So we are thinking these forces are very powerful, very frightened. America like this, or these people like this, they'll torture you, they'll kill you, they'll do it. What can they do? Afghanistan, finish them up. And they are so stupid, Britain came three times and buried themselves there. Russia came and buried themselves. America came with alliance, all the countries. What could they do? It is when we look with Iman and with knowledge of Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif, then all this is absolutely nothing. So we don't have to worry much. New world order. What is the new old? The Allah's old order of Quran and Hadith was so powerful. What can new world order do? We also speak such a way. Oh, things have gone very expensive. How are we going to live now? Oh, immodesty everywhere. Our Shaykh rahimahumullah should say, if you have to go for necessity to places of immodesty, like shopping, supermarket, you have to go to the bank, etc. Then he says, make shukr to Allah, the certificates of Iman are being distributed there. Whenever you see this fitna of the woman, how they are dressed, just control your gazes, look down. Every time, النَّذْرُ سَحْمُمْ مِنْ سِحَامِ إِبْلِيسِ مَسْمُومِ. These eyes are poisonous arrows of shaitan. مَنْ تَرَكَهُ مَخَافَتِ. A person who doesn't look, when those places you don't look. أَبْدَلْتُهُ إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. He, I change now that into that sweet Iman which he will find in his heart. And when the sweetness of Iman will come, all other sweetness we will forget. All the outward gunas and the attraction and enjoyment, we will hate it. Sports we will hate. Western way of dressing, tight jeans, top and pants, all these things we will just hate. Sports, stadiums, sunnat will be. And namaz, Allah will give us coolness of the eyes. Tilawat of Quran, dua, zikrullah, Allah will put our enjoyment. So that is what is required. Each one of us, one sunnat, as for us, ourselves, for the whole ummah also very greatly. So that is really what we have to do. As much, and the sunnahs are so valuable that it is the answer to everything. And the jazba, the speeding and passion of sunnah, may Allah create it in our heart. The easiest way, make a ma'amool, a practice of salawat ala nabi, durood sharif. Durood sharif, we just read 10 times a day. And make it 100 even, much more better. The minimum of abundance, to read durood in abundance, read 300 times a day. And if we can make it 1,000 times, we will see our abode of Jannah before we die. So how much a person, Allah gives topic, and mashallah, many of our friends have written how much they are reading. They are finishing big quotas, and by the barakat of durood sharif, the love of sunnah will come. The filth and evil will show out of this kufr and shirk and the animalism of the Western world. They are pure animals, worse than animals they are. We will see clearly. Today we have become those where we are the leaders. Kuntum khayra ummatin, ukhrijat linnas. We were the leaders to lead people. The leaders have become the followers. And the followers of who? Of the animals of the West. How can we ever be the animal, follow the animals of the West? In living in the jungles of the, they are living in animal jungles in the West. Not all what we are seeing, the beauty, glitter and glamour of the West. No, they are the worst animals. So how can the leaders be following the followers of animals? We are the seeing people. Allah Ta'ala has shown us iman in our hearts. We see akhirat. We see Allah Ta'ala, His qudrat everywhere. We know Allah is watching us. How can the seeing people be following the blind people? These people are blind. لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. That they will say, oh Allah, I was a seeing person in the world. Why did you raise me up blind? They are not seeing people. They are seeing they are only the benefits of dunya, temporary, very limited. A person wishes to travel anywhere overseas, umrah, anything, and he only prepares to get to the airport, and he makes elaborate preparations, big da'wat, invitation for all the people at home, and going by limousine, and he also has this fear. When we don't fear Allah, we've got all other fears, that he has got another limousine standby. If this one stuck or something, I must be on time. He's got his plan B in place. He's got all his extra insurance policies also, and all hospital plans also, and all degrees that I must have enough security for dunya. My daughters must go to university. All these are false securities and plans, only to get to the airport. He hasn't prepared his passport. He hasn't checked whether it's expired. He hasn't got a passport. He didn't make the booking of his ticket. He didn't make accommodation where he's going to. Nobody can be so stupid. But ask yourself, I ask myself, we all have prepared just till more. And we got plan B in place. We got insurance policies, haram insurance policies in place. We have got everything. We have, what have we prepared when mort will come and and face me directly? Am I ready for that? Am I ready for the questions in the qabr? What have I prepared for that? What have I prepared for the day of Qiyamah, when my court case will be in front of everyone? My wife will be there, my daughters will be there, my mother will be there, and all my private actions. Yawma tubla sarair, when all the secrets will be exposed, and in front of everyone, the real big screen will be on the day of Qiyamah. What will be our food? What have we prepared? That is what we have to prepare. So sunnahs are the answer for all this. Sunnahs, we must have it to this level in our lives, that when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, to conquer it, and he came, and the details we are all aware, he, how he came, and they asked him to change his clothes, etc., and to wear more, mount a better conveyance, etc. What did he say? أَتْرُكُ sunnah, that نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are people whom Allah has given honor in Islam and Islam alone. وَإِنْ نَسْلُبُ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. If we seek our honor in any other thing, any other way besides Islam, Allah will once more disgrace us. A poor person who only had one kruger ran in our time as his asset. He lost it in his tent shanty where he was staying. He went and looked for it under the street lamp, where the lamp post with bright light. So he couldn't find it. It's not there. He can look for it till the cows go home. How can he find it where it is not? A friend came along. What's wrong, my friend? He said, I lost my gold coin. So he said, let me help you. That's my only asset. Let me help you. So he asked, he couldn't find it as usual. Where did you lose it? I lost it in my tent shanty. Then why are you looking for it here under the bright light here? He says that I got no light in the tent shanty. You can look for it till Qiyamah. How can you find it where it isn't? Go in the tent shanty, light a little match stick, a little candle, or no light. Just move your hand around. Small place, hopefully you will find it. We lost our izzat in Islam. We are looking for it in university degrees. That is our disgrace. That is not our izzat. We lost it in our namaz. We are not regular with namaz. What kind of namaz we are reading, performing? And where we looking for it? On the TV screen, on ITV, on radio stations. You can't find it. On the TV, if Islam spreads, if TV, who comes on the TV? TV actor. Acting Islam will spread. Not the Islam of the Sahaba. That's acting Islam. They will be also actors only. They won't be the real Islam. And what type of Islam will spread? Modern Islam. Qadianism type of Islam. Shiaism. That isn't Islam in the first place. But what they call, all those things will spread. But if you want the truth to spread, use the correct methods of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that sunnah. And Hazrat Huzaifah ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhum wa arzahum. What did he say with regard to sunnah? أَأَتْرُكُ sunnata habibi لِحَاؤُلَاءِ الْحُمَقَى. These animals, I must give up the sunnah. Today we are shy. Somebody calls you backwards, orthodox. Why must you be afraid of that? You must be happy they call you. They associating you with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and with the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And if they want to be modern and liberal and follow the animalism of the West, let there be that lot, unfortunately, if they فَذَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا وَيُلْهِمُوا الْأَمَلُ. Leave these people alone. What are they? We follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't be afraid. Have that love for sunnah. The bottom line, each one of us, we bring sunnah into our lives. And مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Who resembles himself with whatever nation, he will be counted with those people. Resemble ourselves with the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not with the animals of the West. Tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, we get up with the animals of the West. That we were our birthday parties we're having, and our weddings that we're having, and all our Halloween parties, and all the filth and dirt, and we be raised with those people. No, we be raised with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Man kathara sawada qawmin fahuwa minhu. Whoever increases the number of any people, he will be counted amongst those people. We increasing the number of the people going to universities. We increasing the numbers of the people who are speaking against Islam, who are closing our masajid, who are proud about closing the masajid, who are determined if it happens again, we'll again close the masajid, who say clearly that on my dead body, I won't allow one person. We can't increase those people's numbers. Increase the numbers of the people who want the masajid open. And who are the masajid, the dua we all read when we enter, Allahumma ftah li abwaba, the plural rahmatik. Yes, Allah's rahmat. where there is no virus, and the virus in the musalla, virus in the Quran Sharif. Take out the musalla, take out the Quran Sharif. Virus even in the Quran Sharif, na'udzubillah. So we have to see which, and we have the correct. So we increase the numbers of the righteous people, not of the wrong people, not covering up for them. So the truth is the truth, and speak out the truth as it is. That is a duty, and Allah gave the command, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْ. This was such a command, be straight, be righteous as you have been commanded, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ, and all who are with you also, you will remain straight. So this is how we have to be. They will call us, you are too strict, you are too rigid, you are too hard. People might think we are hard, weak, nothing, far from hard. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam found is the hardest command for him. وَلَا تَدْغَوْ وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Allah condensed the whole of deen in two laws, two negations. لا تدغو, don't go over the boundary in anything. ولا تركنو, don't have any inclination from the heart or any inclination, the slightest inclination also to kufr. And the people who are following and supporting the wrong thing, don't have any inclination to them. You be strict. Our sohbat, our company with the righteous, those are very important things. So Allah give us the tawfiq. Each one of us make this resolution. We are going to follow the sunnah. We are not going to follow the animals of the west. We are going, our imam is Imamul Anbiya. What an imam we have got. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. The best example. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. والله has declared, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. What accolades, what a position to Nabi. Who follows him has followed Allah, our creator, our maker, to whom we are going to return. So Allah give us tawfiq. To read Durood Sharif, it will bring sunnah, it will bring the correct understanding, it will bring the love of deen, and we'll practice on the whole of deen. And then when sunnahs will come, batil will just go. وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ. Those who help, إِنْ تَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. We stand up, and we don't have to think it's beyond our means, too hard. Just start making amal on sunnah. For that, just start reading Durood Sharif, so easy. Sunnahs will come in our life, the whole deen, batil will just vanish from the world. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Allah accept from all of us.
Duas are readily accepted. We'll make collective dua, and individually in our hearts, whatever needs we have, especially for our iman, Islam, the ummah, our akhirat, do make dua. This is the occasion. And let us appreciate Ramadan also, which is coming. Take the maximum benefit. It's a golden, golden opportunity. Let us not waste one moment also. Read the Durood Sharif.
اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى. جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى. كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين وأنت أرحم الراحمين وأنت خير الغافرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. اللهم ما أصبحنا من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك فلك الحمد ولك الشكر. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إني أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك، وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك، وأعوذ بك منك جل وجهك، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم، سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك، والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا همّا إلا فرجته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاحا إلا قضيت يسرتها وقضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث من منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من أعدانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا ولا يخافك فينا. اللهم تفضل علينا بفنون العلاء مع استحقاقنا بأفانين العقاب. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتكفل برضا خصومنا. اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا. اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. Oh Allah, protect our iman in Islam. Oh Allah, accept all our amal. Oh Allah, we are weak, we are deficient, we are rotten. Oh Allah, what can we present to you? Oh Allah, whatever individually, collectively, whatever ibadat you gave us tawfiq, you accept it, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, we are full of sins. We are full of sins, Oh Allah. Forgive us, Oh Allah. Your word, you are Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afuwa fa'afu anna. You love to forgive. You are forgiveness, Oh Allah. Please forgive us. Forgive the ummah, Oh Allah. Save us from the oppression of the zalimeen, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, correct our lives, Oh Allah. Grant us true iman and Islam. Give us the sifat and kayfiyat of iman and Islam. Oh Allah, save us from all kufriyat, shirkiyat, nifaq or bid'at, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, help us, guide us, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, let the ummah shine in the world. Let Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam be happy with the ummah, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, if you forgive us, you will be happy, Oh Allah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will be happy. Our work will be done, Oh Allah. If you punish us, if you, Oh Allah, Shaitan will be happy. Your enemy will be happy. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will be spared. Oh Allah, please forgive us. It harms you nothing to forgive us, Oh Allah. Our work will be done, Oh Allah. Make the work of the ummah, Oh Allah. Please, my Allah, save us from all the fitness and all the trials and tribulations, Oh Allah. We cannot save ourselves. We got no planning, we have got no knowledge, we have got no strategies, Oh Allah. It's only you protect us, Oh Allah. You please protect us, protect the ummah, Oh Allah. Save us from all hardships and difficulties, Oh Allah. O Allah, whoever is ill, give them shifa, O Allah. Spiritual illness, physical illness, mental illness, whatever type there may be, give all shifa, O Allah. Whoever has got financial problems, remove them, O Allah. Whatever type of problems there may be, O Allah, make it easy for us. Whoever has got fights and arguments in the families, in the businesses, wherever it may be, remove all the fights and arguments, O Allah. Whoever has got whatever problem, remove them, O Allah. All those who are in prison, especially those for the sake of deen, O Allah, who spoke the truth, who stand for the truth, and they are being tortured, help them, O Allah, help their families, O Allah. You are Hayyun Qayyum, Ya Allah. You are Qawiyul Aziz, O Allah. You are Alimul Khabir, O Allah. Help us, O Allah. All those who are unmarried and want to marry, give them the best of spouses. Who are married, give them the best of deeni lives, O Allah. Let us live happily with each other in Islam and Iman, O Allah. Those who don't have children, give them pious, righteous children, O Allah. Those who have children, make them righteous and pious, O Allah. Make us good parents, make our children good children, O Allah. Grant us all the goodness of deen, dunya and akhirat, O Allah. Whatever goodness we have to beg of you know what it is, O Allah. Grant it to all of us, O Allah. The complete afiyat and salamati, and O Allah, with full acceptance from your side, and forever and ever in Jannatul Firdaus, O Allah. Whatever the evil there is, then we should ask protection from you. O Allah, you protect us. You know all what is evil and wrong and harmful for us. And only you can protect us. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. You protect us. Grant us all everyone's righteous and proper wish of the ummah in the world. Guide us. Grant it, O Allah. Save the ummah in the world. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والعافات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أكثر الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.